Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. The group One Wisconsin Now today filed a formal complaint with the Wisconsin Ethics Board and requested an investigation by the Dane County District Attorney's Office for Governor Scott Walker's alleged violation of state law by using public resources for political campaign. State flight records obtained by One Wisconsin Now show that on July 17th, Walker flew to Rhinelander on a state plane at a cost of more than $2,000. That same day in nearby Three Lakes, Walker's campaign filmed campaign commercial footage featuring Walker at the Three Lakes School District as well as the Three Lakes Diner. And we'll have more on that story coming up later. Former Oneida and Forest County Medical Examiner Larry Mathine said this morning in an email he will likely have more to say on a possible write-in campaign for sheriff later this week. This follows his resignation from the medical examiner's post last week. WJFW-TV reported last week charges were being considered in Vilas County after Mathine allegedly improperly signed off on a death certificate from an incident that started in Vilas County in June. The person became sick at St. Germain, later died in Wausau. WJFW reported the medical examiner there mistakenly thought St. Germain was in Oneida County and asked Mathine to sign off, which he allegedly did. If that occurred, it is a violation of state law. WJFW said charges against Mathine might happen in Vilas County. Corporation Counsel Brian Desmond said in an email that the position is being posted and a deputy medical examiner will be handling the duties. Oneida County shares a medical examiner with Oneida County. People living in Hazelhurst had their summertime visitors, they waved goodbye. They continued a 48-year tradition. They gathered at Whitman's Bar and Grill on Labor Day to say goodbye to summer, but also to say goodbye to tourists as they head home. It started with about 10 people, but it's grown. Drivers honk and wave at the locals as they go out of town. Burgers and brats are cooked at an outside grill for people enjoying a summer tradition, which is said to be like no other. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says a deputy in an unmarked car was watching as a 17-year-old was selling drugs. The unidentified teenager was taken into custody and is expected to be charged with distribution of marijuana. The deputy says the suspect was selling pot to a 15-year-old last week. He says the teenager also admitted to selling drugs previously. The younger boy was referred to juvenile authorities. Law enforcement leaders and members of the media will meet next week at North Central Technical College to discuss transparency. Both entities say they're working to build trust with the public. Marathon County Sheriff Scott Park says he started the campaign for office by telling people he would hold himself and his staff accountable. The Wisconsin Institute for Public Policy and Service will host the September 12th meeting in Wausau. Taking a look at the weather forecast for this afternoon, there is a flash flood watch that is in effect for most of the listening area for tonight into Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms today, cloudy with a high near 75. Rainfall amounts about a tenth to a quarter of an inch today. And then tonight, showers and thunderstorms likely, then periods of showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall with a low around 63. The new rainfall amounts tonight could be 2 to 3 inches. And then Wednesday, periods of showers and thunderstorms, mainly in the morning. Some of the storms could produce heavy rainfall with a high tomorrow near 69 degrees. And then Thursday, looking ahead, sunny skies return with a high near 70. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.